This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We first went through Russia, Russia, Russia. It was all bullshit. We then went through the Mueller report. And they should have come back one day later. They didn't. They came back 2 years later, after lives were ruined, after people went bankrupt, after people lost all their money.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this Friday transmission. And we have a very special guest joining us, but I'm going to go to rebroadcast for a little while. We got some information I got to work on, and then I'm going to come back with all this breaking news information today, okay? I'm going to have Dr. Francis Boyle, creator of the Bioweapons Act, says coronavirus is biological warfare weapon. And he's got in-depth intel that's breaking that no one else has. And, you know, this type of person has a lot of big contacts at the United Nations and worldwide. He was also Slobodan Milosevic's lawyer. I mean, just to give you an idea of the people he's connected to. And he's taking off teaching as a law professor today to give us exclusive information. He sent us a whole bunch of notes and intel that we're going to be going over here. But I'm going to just go to break here for a moment. I'm going to restart the transmission after we come back from break. We're going to play this report. Clip one, Wuhan coronavirus kills doctor who warned of outbreak. Here it is.
Days, Dr. Li Wenliang went from treating patients to becoming one. The 34-year-old ophthalmologist diagnosed Saturday with the Wuhan coronavirus, dying less than a week later in the same hospital in which he worked. But if action had been taken when he and others started sounding alarms, the severity of the outbreak might have been understood sooner. Struggling to communicate, Li spoke with CNN briefly by phone on January 31st. You could hear the hospital machines pulsing in the background. It was back in late December when Li first warned friends on WeChat about a SARS-like disease going around. Li sent a group message saying that a test result from a patient quarantined at the hospital where he worked showed a patient had a coronavirus. But hours after hitting send, Wuhan City health officials tracked Li down, questioning where he got the information. Within days, they closed the suspected source of the virus, this seafood market, and they announced the outbreak. But instead of being praised, Li got a call from Wuhan City Police. With Li coughing too much and breathing too poorly to speak by phone, we asked Li by text, "How did you feel when this happened?" "I felt a little afraid. Afraid I would be detained. Afraid my family would worry," Li responded. He agreed to sign this document, admitting to spreading rumors online and severely disrupting social order. It reads, "We want you to cooperate with the police and listen to our reminder and stop the illegal act. Can you do that?" Li answered, "Yes, I can." In the weeks that followed, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission maintained that there was no obvious evidence for human-to-human transmission, no infection of healthcare workers, and that the outbreak was, in their words, preventable and controllable. And with that, the people of Wuhan continued about their normal lives. Then came a sudden jump in infections. China's central government took over, scrambling to contain a spreading virus with a rising death toll. Chinese state media first reported that Li was one of several whistleblowers silenced by police.
And that's Wei Lin Lang, who's dead. Now, there's massive demonstrations all over China, all over Hong Kong, and all over Taiwan because the government tried to cover it up. And we know it's the same global policy worldwide. This thing is spreading to millions, I'm predicting. It's killed thousands and thousands. It is a bioweapon. We have all the evidence, and there's a big cover-up going on. And so people better get ready, and they better get serious. Now, here's the bad news. It affects Asians mainly, and there's a lot of Asians, and we feel sorry for those folks. The good news is that most other groups of people do not even have the receptors for this. And so it is a race-specific bioweapon. Now, why the hell would the Chinese release a bioweapon on themselves? Well, they've actually talked about doing it before. They had a one-child policy and killed 50 million-plus girls.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of portable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, that that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now if they want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secure to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi was seen tearing up her copy of President Trump's State of the Union address last night.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripping up her copy of the President's State of the Union speech.
Well, he will not be acquitted.
The impeachment trial of President Donald John Trump is officially over. The Senate, as anticipated, did vote to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment against him.
That's not how a democracy works.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Bullshit.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And here we are, already Friday, February 7th, 2020. What does that year roll off the tongue? We're only 269 days out from the historic election. Now I have all of this ultra-massive news in front of me. I want listeners and viewers to know we're going to have open phones throughout the next 4 hours that I'm hosting. We have a very special guest joining us who was the creator of the Bioweapons Act that the U.S. got passed into world law by the U.N., and he's been a lawyer to major world leaders. He knows everybody at the highest levels of the World Health Organization, and he says they know this is a bioweapon and are covering up what the Indian top technical scientific institute conclusively found. This virus is as phony as a $3 bill. It's got the insertion points. It's got the markers. It's got the injection remnant points. That, yeah, folks, they've got needles so small. They've got injection systems so small. They can inject in and gene edit into viruses now. Not just breed them and try to create them. They can actually edit them. But it leaves fingerprints. Plus, it's from different virus families. It's ridiculous how obvious this is. He's got major breaking news, enough for him to even take off teaching class today at the law school there in Chicago. He sent me a bunch of keynotes that I'm not going to get to till he joins us in the third hour. This is exclusive stuff from the professor. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And believe me, he's sticking his neck out there coming on this show with what he's about to break down. Now, let me say this. I've war-gamed this a lot. And we know that there is a major cover-up going on worldwide how bad coronavirus is. And we know that they're hiding the real numbers of infected and the real numbers of those that are very ill and those that have died. And now you see the exploding numbers on cruise ships and coming off airplanes and the exploding numbers in hospitals around the world. And they're trying to sweep the deaths under the rug to not create a major panic. But if health services get overwhelmed, they won't be able to hide it. And they think that'll create a panic. China tried to hide it. China tried to cover it up. It didn't work. And so now they've lost confidence and their whole system is falling apart. They've got giant vehicles driving around spraying antiviral toxins into the air, it is a three-ring circus. Now, is this a cover for the fact that the Chinese economy was imploding? They lost their trade war with the U.S. They had major civil uprisings? Well, let's look at the different pieces. This coronavirus is conclusively from the SARS family. The communist Chinese have been caught four times releasing it out of their labs. Doesn't sound like accidents to me. China has said their biggest problem is too big a population. It's estimated that 50 million girls and millions of boys as well, but mainly girls, were killed after they're born when families have them secretly at home in rural areas. I was going from memory, so I had them look up the number. Even from Wikipedia, it says 400 million births, mainly girls, since 1970 were terminated. Unknown tens of millions were killed as babies. So, you know, you hear these type of numbers from me, and people go, oh, that's an exaggeration, Alex. They didn't kill 50 million girls. I'm sorry. The Chinese estimate 400 million. You hear stuff on this show, and it sounds fake because it just reality's too crazy. Like I tell people, China has mobile execution vans in every city where they don't even give you a trial. They just drive you around in a van so there's no building. Nobody hears your screams. Nobody's lined up knowing where they're going. It looks like an ambulance. And then they drive up, butcher you on the tarmac, load the organs on, and fly it out. I learned about that from human rights activists 25 years ago. It broke in the news 5 years later. In fact, I forget his name. Who's that famous human rights activist that got the China open to U.S. adoptions? He worked with the CIA, and we've had him when he lives in Canada. He's really smart. And I've been thinking, what is his name? And I can't remember it. Guys, get him back on immediately. If one of you can remember who I'm talking about, callers will call in and tell us. But there it is, China's high-tech death vans where criminals are executed and their organs are sold back on the black market. So we can talk about how bad is it going to get here. And I've got children, and I've got family, and I've lost family to respiratory illnesses. We all have, or at least most of us have. You're lucky if you haven't. You're blessed. We can talk about how bad is it, but to understand that, that's Stephen Mosier. Let's get him on immediately. There you go. Stephen Mosier, China pushes, it's Dr. Stephen Mosier, pushes race-based narcissistic nationalism. Absolutely. Please print that for me. But if you're tuning in and saying, what's Joe's doing right now? He's saying interesting things, but he's all over the map. I am brainstorming right now on air. Because what happens is I get set and I have my line of thought, and then it's my fault. I get easily distracted. It happened at the very start of the show, and then I've got to reset. So let me just do that as best I can here right now. We can talk all day about how bad is it going to be, what are they covering up, why the giant response, but the media is saying it's no big deal at the same time, why the unified global response, which you've never seen before, at least I haven't. Correct me if I'm wrong with a case example. But to understand that and what's going to happen, you need to know the origin and you need to know what's behind it. And then when you know that, it gets even more frightening. And so we're going to be walking through it all today. I can tell you that. But it's serious and they're covering up what's really going on. And it's just incredible to me that it's so obviously a bioweapon and that it's so obviously race-specific on record for Chinese men. I mean, it's so specific. The Chinese genome is so close. Only other group maybe is closely related for a large population is Koreans. And so they're just tailor-made for a race-specific bioweapon. Because you don't want to use one, a race-specific bioweapon that, say, kills a mongrel, which we think of as a bad term. It's a good term, you know, for genetically being able to fend off against things. Everybody knows that pure breeds get diseases easier. And so look at British royalty and people. They're very sickly. They're very mentally ill. I'm not knocking Chinese folks. They're real smart and got some great attributes. But on average, there's problems with being inbred. And just as a genome, the Chinese are very similar. So they're perfect to hit with a bioweapon because you can kill them off and not hurt your own people. They're asking for it. The average white person is actually made up of a whole bunch of different diverse groups. Very hard to kill white people with bioweapons because whites wouldn't think of themselves as mongrels. We're like the ultimate mongrel. In fact, the English language is the ultimate mongrel language. Just everything about it is. And the thing about a mongrel is it just takes everything over. It'll take a piece of that. It'll take a piece of this. It'll whatever. But I'm digressing. This is perfectly made for Chinese, and it doesn't just do that. If you were morally going to hit a group that was attacking you, you would only hit them with something that goes after military-age men. And that's what they're admitting. It's young men. Predominantly, this is wiping out. So specifically targeted, so specifically made. Now, do you think that just fell out of the sky? No, and the scientists look at it. The Indian top scientists, everybody else is looking at it and saying the same thing. They just get their funding pulled and they say it. That's why the U.S. and China and others who have the genome, the RNA sequence of the virus, will not send it out. People are like, why won't you send it out so we can identify? Because when you get it, you go, my God. An oak tree's organic. A 57 Chevy's man-made. This is a 57 Chevy. It's made. Now, the big question is, did the United States launch this against China as a reaction in the war? Because China's been secretly attacking us and pulling a bunch of stuff. Or was it something else? I think I have the answer. On the other side, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. But all the experts I've talked to know this is a man-made bioweapon.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast, that just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
What we know. What we know is that this bio attack is race-specific, targeting specifically Chinese military-age males. And that almost all the people infected and almost all of those dying are males. That's hidden in the literature, the medical reports. And then you get the scan by the major Indian scientific gene splicing university, and it's conclusive. And now other groups have looked at it and said, yeah, it's even got the insertion gene that you see with RNA and gene editing where it was injected. And I'll use the analogy. It's like when you add breast implants, there's going to be scars. There's signatures right there. And then it just gets more insane from that point. So I'm not going to give the U.S. government a pass and say for sure that somebody in the deep state on the American team isn't piffed at enough fentanyl being shipped in every couple months to kill the entire world population. You're like, that's what shipped into the U.S.? Yes, enough to kill the whole world. That means a lot of it's not even getting delivered to the drug addicts. There's just so much of it that one shipment they caught coming in from Mexico would kill 10.6 million people. That was our estimate. Other newspapers said 11 billion after we broke that. That was one shipment that would kill 11 million people if they all took an overdose dose. That's why you see homeless everywhere laying out, asleep during the day, asleep at night. They're not asleep. They're passed out on fentanyl. So is this how the United States says, we told you to stop that? Here's a race-specific weapon that kills military-age men. You want to kill teenagers, boys, girls, white people, black people, Hispanics, Asians, old, young? We'll just hit you with a race-specific bioweapon. And I told you, that's the wars of the future. I don't think Trump would do that. He'd hammer him economically, try to overthrow the Chi-Com government. I don't think Trump would do that. And Francis Boyle doesn't think that either. In fact, he thinks Trump's being played to a certain level. He's joining us in the third hour. Believe me, you don't want to miss this breaking information. It's so critical to everybody's future. No, it's different. If I hadn't been somewhat of a student of the communist Chinese since I was 3, 4, 5 years old, my grandfather, my mom's dad, was big into geopolitics, and my dad was big into it, would sit there at the kitchen table when he'd visit Dallas or we'd visit Austin. We lived in Dallas, my mom's parents in Austin. And they'd just have five-hour discussions, you know, there with, he'd have a highlighter, my grandfather would, talking about ICBMs and MIRV technology and what how the traitors were giving to the Russians and the Chi-Coms and, you know, Wernher von Braun blueprints and, you know, talking about all this crazy stuff. And how the Chi-Coms would be the future enemy, but the corrupt, you know, planetarist or whatever my grandfather was calling them, wouldn't call them globalists, were allying with them and selling us out because it was part of the plan of Satan for the end of the world and all this stuff. I mean, you're 4 years old. You're like, you know, you're 6 years old. You're 8 years old. You're listening to this stuff. And your mom's like, well, he's a little eccentric. But my dad didn't think he was eccentric. My dad was a smart guy. And then my mom's brother wasn't eccentric. He was involved in black ops all over the world and led a lot of stuff. And he believed it all was, you know, I listened to my grandfather. And so I grew up hearing all this stuff and how I remember being like 7 years old. They visited us on Christmas. And I remember my grandfather going, they want us to have a nuclear war. The Chinese dictator, whoever it was after Mao died, says he wants us to nuke them because they want to get rid of their population. They're the only group in the world that wants to get rid of them. That's why they fit into this world government scheme to reduce the population. And I'm telling you, they'll release a race-specific weapon and blame it on us. That's the plan. And I've told these stories before on air years ago. But you know about a visionary, man. My mom's dad was smart, way too smart for his time. And I mean, bouncing off the wall smart and eccentric's the name of it. But you pull back from this and you think about what's going on in China. They need an excuse to clamp down on their political enemies, a way to unify the population under control, a way to get the world to endorse their tyranny, something Trump's suddenly done that's wrong. You're like, oh, they would never kill millions of their unmilitary-aged men. It's called a balance. That's what the Chi-Coms talk about. One-child policy. This is even from Wikipedia. I don't just believe Wikipedia. It links through to all the government sources. According to Chinese government, 400 million births have been prevented, and tens of millions have been killed after they're born. Zoom in on that, please. So, 400 million people, mainly girls. Maybe we can just put the article on screen for folks. Just type into Wikipedia, one-child policy. We'll pull it up for folks. But 400 million right there. There it is. So if they'll kill 400 million people, mainly girls, will they release a race-specific bioweapon only targeting military-age men? Yes, because they've done the demographics. And they've got an internal problem because there's hundreds of millions of more men than women, and they can't find women. So, see, first they took the girls away from you. Then they let you get up to 30 years old or whatever, let you extinguish some of your energy, and now they're just going to kill you. And the numbers all vary. But that's what's going on, and Xi Jinping is the culprit. Xi Jinping, if you were going to put your money on a bet, all the evidence points towards that because they're the ones that are always talking about how they need to depopulate and why they joined the globalists. Now, David Rockefeller said they're the model of the world. We want what China does to become the world model because they work with us and they understand. They're godless. The leadership is, they oppress their people, they kill Christians, they put Muslims in death camps who've done nothing, and they're just completely anti-God, out of control. I'll never forget that Christmas. I tear open the stuff, and it's that globe. That globe's still somewhere around here, torn up with holes punched in it and stuff. My friends will come over with pencils and everything. My grandfather talking about the globe and showing me stuff on it. And it's that type of interest that they don't want the average person to have. So they just think Netflix is the world or comic books are the world or these comic book movies are the world when it has nothing to do with the reality. And so the evidence mounts. This is a race-specific bioweapon. Well, we know it's that. The evidence mounts that the Chi-Coms launches against themselves to save face about their economic collapse, their lost war with the U.S., and as a way to clamp down and control their population and to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat while pushing out a weapon that still won't kill. You're five times more likely to get this if you're a Chinese man. And then it goes to Asians closely related to Chinese out. But, you know, if you are black or, say, Northern European or whatever, you don't have much of a chance. Bad news is if you're Hispanic, you have some background tens of thousands of years ago in a Chinese bloodline that came across the Bering Strait, if you believe in that background.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for
33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling Deep Earth Crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, things just got real. It's confirmed by former top UN experts, former top U.S. experts, prestigious Indian universities, and so many others that the coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon. And it's spreading like wildfire, and it's killing a lot of people. And the Chi-Coms tried to cover it up, and it failed. And the reports flooding out of China is piles of dead bodies. mean, I've got the headlines right here. Cremation vans running 24/7 as China orders door-to-door mass roundups of infected citizens to be placed in quarantine camps. That's close quotes. This is now being admitted. We're going to be going over all of that. China orders Wuhan to round up all suspected coronavirus patients in quarantine camps. Notice something here. This is Natural News and InfoWars, February 6th. And then notice it's Daily Mail, the 7th, and now AP as well today. Every article you see at naturalnews.com, they just deserve the credit, literally is confirmed within a day to 7 days. Exactly as Mike says. Because Mike's an engineer, and his wife's from Taiwan, and he's got businesses over there, folks, and they're reading the real stuff over there. And so, we're not making any of this up. And I don't just go with Mike. I've got Francis Boyle, and I've got countless others coming on. In fact, hell, here's some video of them loading more dead bodies. And notice in that one video, and I've seen a dozen of these in the last day at least. There's a bunch of, looks like body bags already, there's some dead bodies already in there. Those bags look full. See, they're stepping over some of them to load more in. So there's all these videos of vans. They're not picking one dead body up and taking it in. When the van doors open up, there's multiple body bags, or at least, and then a dead body getting loaded in. They're going around picking up a lot of dead people. And these videos just pour in dozens a day. So just the human intelligence on the ground and the observational things that are going on is, this is serious. But I'll tell you this again. Here's footage from last week with just, the piles of body bags in the vehicles and piles of dead bodies inside the hospital. And, of course, they arrested this citizen who did this. And this famous, he's famous because he was a Chinese doctor who said a month ago, this is really dangerous. It's killing a lot of people. Li Wenling. They arrested him, and then he died of the coronavirus after they released him. He was treating it. Yeah, I mean, look, there's just trash bins everywhere. If you're a radio listener, you can't see this, full of body bags. And these people go in the hospitals, the doctors are like, and who can blame them after like weeks of working to the death? Like, there's dead people everywhere. We've got a crisis. We need help. They're all pissed the government's been covering it up. So now their biggest problem is the doctors, the police, everybody are just getting pissed and saying, you know what? There's a huge cover up here. We need help. This is out of control. You can't lock down Wuhan and expect us to keep it contained. You better get people in here now or this is going to blow sky high. And the Chi-Coms just thought they could leave the emergency workers in place and have them work themselves to death, which they're doing, but now they're dying. And that's the thing about this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, is that it kills you really, really fast. And again, I can go over all the medical stuff and all the genetic history. I've got all the articles and documents and cross-references and the scans of it and the P shuttle gene. In fact, print me all that again. But we know it's manufactured. We know it hits 5 times more likely Chinese genome of males. Now, that looks like something the U.S. would launch. If you're going to be military and you're being hit with fentanyl and millions have died here and China won't stop it, well, you hit military-aged men. And it messes up their economies, but we're not going to operate like that. Trump can't even make a phone call to the Ukraine saying, yeah, or get a phone call, great, fight corruption, which is U.S. law. If we give them money, they've got to agree to that. Trump is completely paralyzed other than promoting America and being able to get some good policies in. He can't do covert operations. And Trump would never sit there morally and do this, much less have them have that over his head. No way. Did some rogue agency do it? I don't believe so. Do we have stuff on the shelf like this? You better damn well believe it. That's why the Chi-Com stole it out of that Canadian lamp. Because the United States always does its dirtiest deeds in England and Canada, so there's plausible deniability. Mind control operations were run out of the very same city that this coronavirus was weaponized in a few years ago. The Chi-Coms got caught stealing it. That's mainstream news, even admits that. And so they're sitting on top of this, and I believe Xi Jinping facing politically being overthrown because he's losing the political and economic war he's lost face, did this to crack down, have control, and shut down his political enemies. We'll walk through all the facets of it, the medical background, the peace shuttle gene, what the experts are saying. But we're going to take your calls throughout the next 3.5 hours that we have left, or 3 hours and 21 minutes. A toll-free number to join us to give us your take on this specifically, and on Trump and his State of the Union and his speech yesterday, and where you see the Dems striking back next, and what you'd like to see the president do, and the Democrats trying to steal Iowa, and now saying the Russians did it, or 4chan did it with no evidence. I mean, you know, where's your homework? Oh, the Russians ate it. Just give me a break. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And let's do first-time callers again. We took about 40 calls yesterday. We went to every call. It took the whole show, but we did it. I want to hear from you, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. We're going to go to break. I'm going to tell you what I'm personally doing to fortify my immune system, and it's right here. It's called Immune Gargle, 15 parts per million silver, but it's not regular silver. They can make it a lot higher parts per million for the same price. This is what's judged the best and the safest. It's Immune Gargle. This is what the Pentagon, as we showed you in the documents, had secretly found in their test at Texas A&M, that this is able to knock out the SARS family. I'm not even saying it's going to do that. I'm just saying it's nano silver, it's high quality, and it's ingestible. Not just you can gargle it and spit it out, swallow some of it. It's what I do, and I love it. It's sold out. I told you yesterday it was going to sell out. Before the show ended, it was sold out, the 16 ounces of highest-end nano colloidal silver you're going to find anywhere. It's gone. Sold out, as I told you. The one-ouncers are set to sell out at current sales rates by Sunday. I'm keeping them at the price they are. What is it, 40% off? It's in a spray bottle. Take it with you. You can refill it with the other bottles. Spread it on your hands. There's a coating on the outside. In the mouth, it's perfect. What we do have, and I explained this yesterday, people 3-to-1 were buying the other bottles. 3-ouncer, people weren't buying it. Well, suddenly everybody's buying it up. It's a really great deal. It's still discounted as well. And I'm going to keep it at that discount price, at least through the weekend. And at current sales rates, it'll sell out by next week. A lot of people say, hey, if you have funding problems, just go ahead and jack the price up. I just can't do it. In fact, I love the crew, but they know the real finances. Tim Frigetta, as I caught him raising prices on the 16-ouncer, I said I would do it. He said, listen, man, I know the bills around here. We need to finally make some money and operate. So you're begging for money on air. And I said, okay, fine. He goes, plus it was already sold out. By the time we raised the price, it already sold out. So just don't worry about it. I went and looked at the numbers. But I told him, you're not raising the price on this till it sells out, the 3-ouncer. That's just what I metaphysically want to do. I'm not going to raise prices during a crisis. Is this a silver bullet? Well, it is called nano silver, and the Pentagon loves it. There's a reason they call silver bullets silver bullets. They really care werewolves. The point is, everybody knew silver's good. Silver's good. You put coins on people's eyes when they die on the river, you know, Styx for Charon or whatever. But the real reason is people knew that it was associated with wagon trains going west. It was hot. They didn't know how to keep milk. They'd throw silver dollars in the milk and it'd last 2-3 times longer. We know silver is antiviral, antimicrobial, and it's good for you in small dosages. Now, do you want to take the Super Silver Wound Gel that's super strong with the same patented stuff inside you? Not unless you want to die. No, it's topical and that's it. And it's the most powerful over-the-counter in the country. InfoWarsStore.com. Hardcore products. The best you're going to find, just like tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Senator Cotton, over a week ago, said this is a bioweapon out of Wuhan. That's his opinion, but obviously he's been given a lot of intel that we don't have, but we have a lot of intel as well. And the question is, not is it man-made? It is man-made. The question isn't, is it race-specific? It is race-specific towards Chinese men. 5 times more likely than anybody else to die from it if you're a Chinese young man. That's confirmed mainline science. Well, the question is, who launched the weapon then? Or you go to somebody's house, you're the police, you get a call that, you know, the lights have been off for 3 days in the neighbor's house, the door's open, the neighbor says it's suspicious, you go in there, somebody's dead on the floor, 7 bullet holes in them. You go see, is the safe broken into? Did somebody take stuff? It's a robbery. Is it a crime of passion? Is it the ex-husband, the ex-wife? Is it a hitman? You know somebody shot them up. But see, the media doesn't want to have a discussion about that. They just want to say, oh, it's a virus out of some exotic food market. Oh, it's bat soup. It's this lady's fault. That goes viral and it's fun. Ooh, gross. They're so dumb. Eating bats doesn't splice the HIV delivery system into a virus. Isn't even the same family. It'd be like if I had a dolphin fin welded onto my back. You'd go, dude, you're not a dolphin. Like the South Park episode. When I could chop my wee-wee off, I wouldn't be a girl. And see, that's why there's this war on logic and what you can identify something. Because they want people so brainwashed that anything can be anything in the future so they can release things. It doesn't matter what scientists say. Just, oh, no, it's all natural. Don't worry about it. So no one gets the blame of where it came from. But this is, to me, I can't think about anything else. Trump's huge. The economy's huge. The globalist operations, what they're doing, how much trouble they're in. The Democrats trying to steal it from Bernie Sanders again is amazing. And trying to blame the Russians and 4chan. We've got all those clips. I mean, that's entertaining as hell. It's still serious, but it's entertaining compared to deadly viruses. So the good news is, if you're not Chinese, you're not in as much trouble because the Chinese genome is so close that even other Asian groups aren't as badly affected. But I looked it up. If you're any other group, you don't have that big a problem. It still can kill you. Any pneumonia can do that. But this thing is mutating. Who the hell knows what else it's going to do? So it's serious for everybody. But I can't sit up here and just be like, everything's fine. Who knows? Maybe they're overreacting. But here's the big problem. Why is Trump defending Xi Jinping and saying he's doing a great job and going along with the United Nations when they're going, oh, Xi Jinping's doing a fabulous job, checkpoint shooting women in the head. Let's roll that footage if we can. We can find it from a few days ago. Woman shot trying to get past checkpoint in Wuhan. They just shoot her right in the head. I mean, there's all this footage, and the UN's like, oh, locking up whole apartment buildings, putting people in death camps. Oh, good job containing it. But then we finally say no more flights from China last week, and the same UN officials say that we're being xenophobic. In fact, I covered this a few days ago. I actually had the articles quoting the same people. I should pull those articles again where UN Health Organization praises China's response, head of the UN praises it, and then pull up the articles. UN condemns U.S. Trump calling for blocking flights. I want to show people, not just remind them. I want to show them. The very same officials, like, shoot people in the head, lock them up in their houses, death camps, cremation vans. But don't you stop a flight from China, you evil, racist Americans, because that's the globalist narrative. And they think there's been a death of logic where everybody else can lock their border down, but we can't. What the hell? Because they can't join Trump in saying we deserve a border, and that's normal, like a front door on your house. If the coronavirus is no big deal, why is China engaged in draconian crackdown measures? Yeah, that's the answer. We know what's going on. We know what's happening. So I intend to take Victor's call from Europe. Says U.S. released bioweapon in China. You're welcome to your opinion. Please convince me. I mean, I think the U.S. is the second suspect. If I had a suspect list, I'd say Xi Jinping to maintain control, to save face. And they know they've got tens of millions more men than they have women because they targeted little girls for their extermination in the womb and even after. And this is all part of a social engineering operation. And China has the will to do it. China killed over 100 million other people before. And so I would look at Xi Jinping as the prime suspect. And then I would look at a rogue U.S. agency that's gotten too excited about what Trump's doing and wanted to really show China who the boss is. We know that this stuff's on the shelf. I would say the U.S. is a second suspect. But you have a third party that wants a geopolitical global collapse to bring down all nation states. That could be in play. I mean, it's all up to your interpretation right now. We're not sure. We just know it's man-made. We know it's race-specific. We know it's as phony as a $3 bill. And again, guys, bring me my whole giant two folders of coronavirus news because I want to print all the peace shuttle gene stuff and the zero hedge with the Indian University scan of the virus and the university paper on that, all the stuff I had before I went on my aborted 3-4 day vacation that was a working vacation. didn't matter how beautiful the Caribbean was, and my wife and the youngest daughter out playing outside. I was inside the whole time. I watched, like, you came here and you're working 14 hours a day. And I said, yeah, we're getting on an airplane. We're going back. She's like, I understand. But that's how serious all of this is. When this all got totally confirmed, I'm like, there's no way I'm sitting here in the Caribbean while all of this is going on. So we will start the next hour. I will go directly to your calls. And then we'll continue with your calls when Professor Boyle's on, and then right into the fourth hour as well. But that is all coming up here today, and we're going to walk through every aspect of it. And I noticed that I told callers you can talk about Trump, you can talk about the economy, the globalist, you can talk about the open borders, you can talk about the attack on the second, whatever. But I said, or coronavirus, that's what I want calls on. And I noticed that almost all the calls, in fact, every caller is about coronavirus because our listeners have got their ear to the ground. That's why they listen to this transmission. And everybody knows that this is the big enchilada. Whatever's behind it, it's synthetic. Whatever's behind it, it's man-made. Whatever's behind it, there's a larger plan here, and we better figure it out here together. Because this has globalists written all over it. Because when I say Xi Jinping, that is the globalist main strongman who told the Davos Forum 3 years ago he would defeat Trump with Juncker of the EU. And the UN wants our borders open and our flights open, but they don't want anybody else's. And so, is this going to be the cover for some other virus they release against us? I don't know, but all my little spider senses tell me this is the big enchilada. And by the way, we're going to break. We'll go back with your calls. But remember, the globalists are doing everything they can to shut down this broadcast. So when you word of mouth via email, text message, which are harder for them to censor, though they're starting there as well. Think about how evil that is. Or word of mouth, spread the word about Infowars.com, Infowars.com/show, Newswars.com/show, band.video, and the live feeds there. That's how people find this info that are so desperate for it. So your word of mouth is key to winning the war. Please take action. And separately, we know why institutional buyers and corporations starting 3 weeks ago are buying up all the food they can get. And that's because they know this is man-made. They know it's race-specific. They know this may mean war. Economic collapse. You name it. They know everybody's having respiratory issues. I've never seen so many. Hell, I told you, I've been sick in almost 3.5, 4, 5 years, whatever. I can't remember. It's over 4 years. And I got something respiratory a few days ago. I got a fever for a little while. So Owen was, you can't drag him away from work. And he's been super sick in bed. He finally was back after 5 days. So everybody knows something big's going on. And that's why we have the highest quality storable food shipped out as fast as they can package it. We have the food. It's just got to be packaged by our partner. And you get it shipped the fastest ordering at InfoWarsStore.com. But instead of 7 to 10 days now, it's 10 to 14. Now, their real average is about 9, but they're just getting nervous because the orders aren't going down. They're increasing. Major competitors sold out. We can still provide and fast. Guaranteed high-quality fresh food. InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. A 360 win unless you don't take action.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.